This is an Aero News Touch and Go for February 27, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. On Monday, Pentagon decision-makers reportedly met and decided whether Boeing or Northrop Grumman Eads partnership will supply the Air Force with 179 new aerial refueling tankers. Reuters cites two sources who say once the Department of Defense briefs the two companies and key lawmakers, an official announcement will follow, probably after the stock markets close today. Watch aeronews.net later today for updates. We're now seeing one reason why Delta and Northwest felt urgency to get a merger done once the rumors started. Both airlines have seen their stock prices hit this week after unions have hinted they'll balk at combining workforces. Reuters says Delta and Northwest have told employees they want to grow the airline, not cut jobs. The unions aren't buying it. Early reports that both groups of pilots had agreed to a new seniority system for combined workforces proved premature. Now, the International Association of Machinists, representing over 12,000 bag handlers, customer service reps, and reservation agents at Northwest, said a merger will mean substantial job losses and service cuts. The union says it will oppose big airline mergers, including Northwest and Delta. Analysts say a merger needs to start soon, or it may not happen this year. More details have surfaced regarding an American Airlines crew's handling of a passenger's emergency medical situation on Friday. Karine Desir died on the flight from Port-au-Prince, Haiti, to New York. Her cousin, Antonio Oliver, who was traveling with her, implied that cabin attendants on the Airbus A300 ignored Desir's initial requests for oxygen, and that two oxygen bottles and an onboard defibrillator malfunctioned. The airline, the flight attendants union, and a doctor on board who helped respond said the charges are false. American says its flight attendants do not routinely administer oxygen just because a passenger asks for it, but got there within 3 minutes with two working oxygen canisters. The plane's automated external defibrillators are designed to tolerate imperfect decision-making by users without medical training. They're programmed to deliver an electric shock to restore normal heart rhythms when a particular type of irregular heartbeat is detected, but they do not deliver a charge if no such beat is detected. The New York Medical Examiner's Office confirmed Desir died from complications of diabetes and heart disease. The FAA's Federal Air Surgeon's Office will discuss the incident with officials at American. When it became clear Desir had died, her body was moved to the front of the plane and covered for the rest of the flight. As traumatic as that may have been for some passengers, imagine if your co-pilot died during a flight. The London Times reports a GB Airways Airbus A320 with 156 passengers on board diverted to Istanbul Sunday evening after the flight's first officer died. GB issued a statement which said, in part, quote, "At no time was the aircraft, passengers, or crew in any danger. The first officer's next of kin have been informed, and our thoughts and condolences are with his wife and family following this tragic news," unquote. Airline officials identified the co-pilot as 43-year-old Michael Warren. Quote, "He had been with GB Airways since August 2005, and previous to that he flew with the RAF," unquote. GB Airways operates some British Airways routes and was recently acquired by EasyJet. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. An A320 flies with broken landing gear twice. Eclipse announces the certification of its new color weather radar. And Spectrum Aeronautical announces a significant new light jet order. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, Gamma's Pete Bunce concludes his remarks about the future of general aviation with thoughts on environmental scrutiny and a reporter Q&A session. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them at iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.